Thank you, and this is actually, because the session is about partnerships, we are presenting as a partnership. I'm going to present the first half of this, and then Paula Lucy, one of the co-authors, is going to present. Do you mind sitting down while I'm presenting, please? Ma'am? Excuse me? Would you mind? Thank you. Just out of respect for the presenters, thank you. Sorry, so I'm going to present first half, then Paula. We have no disclosures of financial relationships other than that we are partially funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and we thank them for everything they do for us. And the other disclosure that's important, because this is a public health nursing session, is that Paula is the only real nurse on this panel. I am not a nurse, I'm a professor of public health, but I've been working with nursing workforce issues for about 10 years, and I adore working with nurses. And Jennifer is the associate program director of this program, and is also not a nurse. And it would be really nice if we weren't having side conversations during the presentation. So, no disclosures. So we are talking about responding to the nursing workforce shortage, and you're all aware of the fact that we have a nursing workforce shortage. We have them cyclically in this country, and it is expected to continue. But the stability and quality of health services that we deliver in this country, and in fact around the world, relies in large part on a sufficient supply of appropriately educated and skilled nurses. But the solution in one community is not the same as in another community. So this program is about finding locally developed and locally relevant solutions to the nursing workforce shortage that reflect community needs. Those needs are identified through community-specific collaborative leadership who work together to identify what's the most relevant strategy. There are many issues in many communities, but what's important here is that the strategy is locally relevant. So we're talking about a national program funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation called Partners Investing in Nursing's Future, or PIN for short. PIMF was not a very nice acronym, so it's PIN. It is funded through Robert Wood Johnson, and the National Program Office is housed at the Northwest Health Foundation, which is a conversion foundation that funds in Oregon and Southwest Washington. So if you don't live there, you can't get Northwest Health Foundation funding, but you could apply to the PIN program because that is a national program. And so it is a partnership, and this is one of the many partnerships I'll talk to, of Robert Wood Johnson and Northwest Health Foundation to encourage local foundations, local philanthropies, to act as catalysts in their community to develop strategies that are needed to create and sustain a stable and adequate nursing workforce. The basics of the program are that a local, regional, or statewide private, family, independent, or community grant-making foundation and grant-making public charities are eligible to apply. They must apply with a nursing partner. Approximately 10 awards of up to $250,000 each are made annually for projects that last up to 2 years, and local foundations and other funding partners must match the awards with at least $1 for every dollar awarded. So Robert Wood Johnson Foundation puts up $250,000, the local funding partners put up $250,000, you have $500,000 over 2 years to fund this. The priority areas are all in nursing. Everything's about nursing. Notice that the third dot point there says public health. We have funded 41 partnerships, and the only partnership that is primarily public health is the Wisconsin partnership, which you're going to hear about in a moment. And there are two more opportunities for funding. So there is a cohort application that is available right now for what will be called PIN 5 that will be funded next year. A year from now, there will be another cycle, 10 projects each year. We are eager for more people in public health. So if that's an area you work in, please think about seeing if you can find funding partners and figure out how to apply. This is a map of the 41 partnerships funded to date. The goal, one of the goals of Robert Wood Johnson is ideally that every state will be funded by the time we finish the 61 sites that are funded. So these are the lower 48. You can also see Hawaii and Alaska have been slipped into this map. And we actually have one site in the Asian Pacific Islands, primarily based in the Marshall Islands, that's not shown. It just makes the map way too confusing. But 41 sites funded to date, and each of these sites for a two-year cohort. This is a session about partnerships, and what's important in thinking about this and how partnerships can advance your work around public health nursing is thinking of different levels. The program is based on a very unique partnership of Robert Wood Johnson and a local community foundation. RWJ has never had a partnership quite like this before. At each site, there are local partnerships, partnerships of the funders and the nursing leaders. Some are nurse workforce centers, as the one that Paula's going to describe. Some are with education. Some are with other kinds of nursing organizations. There's also a whole set of PIN partnerships that are now creating new partnerships across the 41 sites with the multiple funders. There's a national group called the Nurse Funders Collaborative, sorry, so I had a little mind slip there. The Nurse Funders Collaborative, who are multiple philanthropies that are supporting nursing workforce and nursing education example. And what many communities are seeing through these partnerships is nurse workforce activities becoming a model of other workforce investment potential in local and regional planning. All of this is about highlighting the importance of nursing in local communities. At the local level, these partnerships are resulting in an increased community awareness of the nursing shortage and what that means for a lot of health issues in the community. And through ensuring that appropriate community leaders are involved in the partnership and providing visible direction, this is helping to highlight how different leaders can influence nursing directions. We're seeing community-wide collaborations across multiple sectors. Many of these programs are developing local leadership training and mentorship, and they're learning together to how to identify funding, building on the Robert Wood Johnson funding to get additional funding to conduct their work. And as a result of this, we're seeing changes in organizational cultures. In terms of participating in the national project, and Paula will speak a little bit about this from the Wisconsin perspective, there's a lot of leverage of being a local site that's part of a national collaborative. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation name carries a lot of weight. Being selected as a site can carry a lot of weight to influence others. We're seeing collaborations across the PIN partners who are working on like activities. And there's a growing network among philanthropic partners through Grantmakers in Health and the Funders Collaborative. Many of you are also aware that the Institute of Medicine has a commission on nursing's future happening right now. Conveniently, there is shared leadership in the person of Sue Hassmiller, who is the leader from Robert Wood Johnson, who's also staffing the commission. So Paul is now going to talk about the Wisconsin partnership.
So in our state, the discussion was, so this is a great opportunity, and how could we move this forward? And so a group of people came together, primarily the Faye Macbeth Foundation is a local foundation and is a foundation, family foundation that's been very active in nursing from the start. And the decision was, what we really need to do is to take a look at public health and community health. This is a place where we need to think about how we can improve our nursing workforce. And as you've heard Cheryl say, you could pick anything, but we really felt this is a place we wanted to focus. The Wisconsin Center for Nursing is the it was the partner with the Faye Macbeth Foundation and is our workforce foundation in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Center for Nursing had long been funded by the Faye Macbeth Foundation, so there was already a relationship, and so that decision was that they would operate the grant. And the Medical College of Wisconsin Healthy Communities was our evaluator. So we had lots of partnerships on lots of different levels. Our goal is to increase the diversity and the number of community and public health nurses in the workforce in Wisconsin, primarily in Milwaukee. So what partners would be willing to invest in nursing in Wisconsin, we thought. We better find out that before we end up applying. We ended up with 9 baccalaureate colleges in the city of Milwaukee, in the area of Milwaukee, that were willing to participate. They're willing to participate by giving us time and talent and advise us and be a part of our advisory committee. We have 2 federally qualified health centers, 3 public health departments, 2 nursing centers, a community clinic, and an HIV AIDS resource center. So all of them were willing to be active participants, and they actually are mostly, they all provided some matching funds for that. We had 2 additional foundations, the Greater Milwaukee Foundation and the Northwestern Mutual Insurance Company Foundation. They provided both financial support and technical support. And then we got support from the Black Nurses Association in Milwaukee and the Hispanic Nurses Association. So we have a lot of people at the table trying to get things done in our city. Oopsie, I went the wrong way. So sorry. What were some of our activities? First, we looked at some joint academic practice activities. We did a curriculum review, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in my next little session. We did a curriculum review in which we compared the Quad Council standards against the activities that were going on in our BSN programs. We've done a pre-placement brochure to try and help agencies figure out what to do with students. And we've also beginning to work now on unbound clinicals and thinking about clinical experiences for our students that would not be traditional Tuesday 8 to noon kinds of things. We're working on writing an article and doing some white papers about that. One of our more exciting programs is our Wisconsin Center for Nurses Scholars Program. This is where we have taken 17 graduating seniors, placed them in either community or public health. The agencies that have accepted these students match the funds that we have in the grant, and we actually have this as a paid internship. We have had 17 students. We've built this on their capstone project as part of their graduation primes as senior students, and that's been tremendous. Oops, keep going the wrong way, sorry. And we've had some great activities, and we've had some great outcomes as we're wrapping up our grant. So what have we learned? First off, we've learned that it is pretty much, it is probably a good thing to reinvent the wheel. When we did our curriculum review, we ended up having critical conversations around those projects between practice and academics. And we had wonderful discussions about things like, you know, it's great that you teach so much about sexually transmitted diseases, but, and we still have them, but our students need to spend more time on, and our nurses spend more time on chronic disease. So change the outcomes of your, change a little bit about your emphasis of lecturing. You know, it's great that you teach about individual family teaching, but we're all about social marketing these days. So those kinds of critical conversations, which resulted in immediate changes in how the academias presented some of their classes, were great. We have found that it's important to have a point of shared information or shared foundation. So we use the Quad Council standards for our curriculum, we use the state health plan. We try to find sort of the basic piece where we can all agree and then move forward from there. And of course, having same people in the right room is critical. What did the scholars learn? The scholars have learned a lot about nursing. They've learned about community resources. They're all going to be fantastic discharge planners if they don't go into community nursing. They really get the true understanding about the social determinants of health. It's actually in front of them. All the things that they've learned in school, they actually kind of see. And probably one of the more surprising things and one of the best things in my view is that they learned a lot about themselves. They really learned a lot about being independent. They learned a lot about some of their assumptions about clients. We had great quotes from the students about, you know, a man came in, I couldn't imagine what he was in the clinic for. Turned out he was there for some HIV care. And she wrote in her journal, wow, there it was, my prejudice. I had to really think about what I thought an HIV patient looked like. So they've had fantastic experiences. Another lesson is the spirit's willing, but the piggy bank is empty. It's been very difficult to recruit agencies, especially for this last cohort. The agencies recognize the need, but aren't willing to necessarily have the money to invest, and are worried about investing in students that they are not guaranteed to come and work for them. The students love the community, but they also have empty piggy banks. They leave school with a lot of debt, and they are not able to accept jobs in the community and public health because of the salary and benefit differentials. We still have students that are getting told by their instructors the myth of spending 1 year in the hospital is important, and that's a myth we keep fighting and keep trying to work through. And we've also come to understand that meaningful change in diversity, the only way for us to really make a big change in that diversity is we can't be looking at senior students, we've got to be looking at freshman students, and we've got to really be looking at the graduates of our associate degree programs and figuring out a quick way to move them into a BSN so that we can get them into the community activities. This is really going to be the next phase of our project. It was never anticipated that was going to be part of our project, but that's going to be our next phase. So that's kind of our two cents about what's happened in Wisconsin. And I'll be glad to answer any questions, or Cheryl will, and then I'll load my next presentation. Let's see, now I gotta go back up.